Let's go over to the book of James or Jacob, and we'll take a look at a few verses here, because this man who wrote this was the actual brother of Yahshua the Messiah, and he was the one that you read about over in Acts chapter 15, who recognized that the Holy Spirit had shown through what had happened to Peter in Acts chapter 10 and what had happened to Paul and Barnabas, that the Gentiles should be baptized into Yahshua's name without having to undergo physical circumcision. He understood that circumcision was of the heart, and so you can see that this man is a spiritual man. In Jacob chapter 2, verse 14, he says, "What does it profit, my brethren, if a man says he has faith, but has not works? Can that faith save him? If a brother or a sister is naked and in lack of daily food, and one of you says to them, 'Go in peace, be warmed and filled,' and yet you give them not the things necessary to the body, what does it profit?" In other words, action is necessary. "Even so, faith, if it have not works, is dead in itself." This is, in some ways, contrary to what is taught in nominal religion. When you look in nominal religion, of course, they'll tell you to have faith. And some of us, and myself included, at one time in my life, in my younger years as a young teenager, I was involved in a religious denomination which believed in being born again, getting saved. Well, of course, Nicodemus was told, you must be born, what, of water, which is baptism, and born of the Spirit. But there's more to it than just letting the Savior into your heart. And, of course, that is a process that is much involved. If a person has faith and believes that Yahshua is the Messiah, then they must believe that as the Messiah meaning the Anointed One of Yahweh, that He is the Word made flesh. Therefore, He is our example, and we are to follow that example, and we are to show that we believe that Yahshua is the Messiah by doing the good works that have been ordained in the Word of Yahweh, which is the keeping of the law. Knowing, again, as the Scripture shows, as Paul pointed out on numerous occasions, that we do not earn our salvation, but we must prove our faith through our works. Again, verse 17, "Even so, faith, if it have not works, is dead in itself. Yes, a man will say, 'You have faith, and I have works. Show me your faith apart from works, and I by my works will show you my faith.' You believe that Elohim is one," and of course that's what the Shema says, "Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Echad." Hear, O Israel, Yahweh is our Elohim, Yahweh is one. Even as it says here, even the demons believe that. "You believe that Elohim is one, and you do well. The demons believe also and tremble. But will you know, O vain man, that apart from work, that faith apart from works is barren? Was not Abraham our father justified by works, and that he offered up Isaac his son upon the altar? You see that faith worked with his works, and by works was his faith made perfect." And so the two go together. Yes, this is a faith that we have. It means believing in something. But along with the believing goes action. And of course, those actions are what make it possible for us to have our weakness turned into strength. Truly, faith with the proper works is the key for receiving answers to prayers. Let's look over in Hebrews chapter 11, which is the faith chapter, and we'll consider a few verses here just to clarify concerning faith, because we want to make sure that we have a proper understanding of what our faith is about. Many times we are able to quote these things, but we don't have a full understanding of what is meant by them. The definition in verse 1, Hebrews 11, 1. "Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, a conviction of things not seen."